محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما كنا قد عليهم مما كثروا عليها وإنما توعدون لآتي وما أنتم بمعجزين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله to proceed the term Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah the term Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is a very popular term and all of us know it and all of us claim to belong to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and this term was not crafted during our time or in the latter generations. This is a term that Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah have been known with since the time of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, may Allah have His pleasure on them and His mercy. What does the term Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah mean? Because in the term, just if you learn what the term means, you can learn a lot about what mainstream Islam is about. And you can learn about the correct methodology and correct faith and correct way and path of mainstream Islam, the path that was talked about by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Man kana ala ma'ana yawm alayhi wasqadi." Those who follow the path I am on today and my companions. This is a hadith that's known, it's reported by Tirmidhi authentically, in which the Prophet ﷺ said that the Jews divided into 71 branches and the Christians divided into 72 branches, and my ummah will as well divide into 70 some or 73 branches, and all are in Nephi except for one group, and this group is the group that is upon the same path I am on today and my companions. So anyone who deviates from the path of the Prophet and his companions has deviated into great error and into great misguidance. Now this is part of the concept of a Jama'ah, but we will first address the concept of a Sunnah. The word Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah means the people. Ahl means the people. A Sunnah means the way of the Prophet ﷺ. In the language it means the way. In the terminology, in the Islamic terminology, it means the way of the Prophet ﷺ. And there are more scientific definitions, but this is simply it. The way of the Prophet ﷺ. That includes his oral traditions, his actions, and his tacit approvals as well. So, Ahlus Sunnah are the people of the Sunnah, the people who follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal Jama'ah, the word Jama'ah here could mean mainstream, it could mean the public, it could mean the group, it could mean unity, and it could mean unity in the political sense, and it could mean also unity in the ideological sense. And it can be used for all of these meanings. That means the group, it means the unity in the political sense, unity in the ideological sense, and it means the mainstream or the public, the Muslim public or the Muslim mainstream. Now, if we go back to the first part of it, which is Ahlus Sunnah, because it's two parts, the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. If you go back to the first part of it, which is Ahlus Sunnah, Sunnah means the way of the Prophet ﷺ. And anyone who deviates from the way of the Prophet ﷺ has deviated into dalal, misguidance and error. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be only sought through the gate of the Prophet ﷺ. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger, He sent this messenger to be followed. to be followed. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We have not sent a messenger but to be followed according to the will of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nuh to be followed, and the people who did not follow Nuh, He drowned them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Moses to be followed, sent Abraham before him to be followed, sent Moses to be followed, sent Jesus to be followed, peace be upon all of them. And those who were addressed by those messengers and prophets and did not follow them were doomed to be misguided and disbelievers. The same applies to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be followed. And this is not new. And if you don't believe in him and follow him, you deserve the same thing that happened to the people of Noah, who did not follow Noah. They drowned. Allah destroyed them. So now Allah can defer the punishment. And after Noah, Allah deferred the punishment for the people of Ibrahim and for the people of Moses and for the people of Jesus, peace be upon all of them. Allah deferred the punishment. It did not have to all be during this life, even though there were villages that were completely destroyed, but it was not a general destruction. And some were saved and some were destroyed. So the Prophet ﷺ was sent to be followed, and this is nothing new. This is the sunnah, or the way of Allah with all the prophets and messengers. And he who does not follow them, he has certainly went into great error and a lie and misguidance. Now, to follow the Prophet ﷺ, to follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ, is to abide by the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. In all of your actions, in all of your actions, even in your silence, you should not stay silent when you're required to talk, you're required to speak, required to defend Islam, required to defend justice. You should talk. So in your silence, in your speech, in your movement, and in every minute or moment of your life, you will have to abide by the way of the Prophet ﷺ. Any deviation is doomed by is considered by the Prophet ﷺ to be a misguidance. The Prophet said, "Kullu muhdathatin bid'ah wa kullu dalalatin fi an-nar." Every innovation is a going astray, or every new matter is an innovation, and every innovation is a going astray, and every going astray is deemed or doomed to the hellfire. So the Prophet ﷺ had told us that it is misguidance to change the deen, to manipulate the deen, to add to the deen, to delete from the deen. All of this is called bid'ah, it is called innovation, and it is a form of misguidance or going astray. Now, the Prophet ﷺ also told us, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. He who invents in this affairs of ours, in this affair of ours, that which does not belong to it, it shall be rejected. This hadith was reported by Bukhari, reported by Muslim, from Aisha radiallahu anha, several narrations. So Aisha tells us that the Prophet ﷺ said, he who innovates in this affair of ours, that which does not belong to it, it shall be rejected. And in a different hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said it in a slightly different way. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَبْ. He who does something that is inconsistent with our way, with our affair, it shall be rejected. So not only if you're the innovator, even if you are the follower of the innovator. In the first one he said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ, he who innovates. And in the second one he says, مَنْ عَمِلَ, he who does an action. So whether you are the one who innovated it, or you are just a follower, you, your actions will be all rejected if they do not conform with the sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ. So let all of us try to be in this life followers of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And in order for us to be capable of doing this, or to have the ability or the capacity to do this, we have to learn his way. We have to learn the sunnah. We as Sunni Muslims agree on the authenticity of all the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. It is certainly not appropriate of us to neglect this heritage. You know, the Bukhari and Muslim are available all over the place, and they are available in different languages. So you need to learn a hadith from the Bukhari and Muslim. Yes, you will not be the one deducing rulings from these hadith, but you do not have to deduce rulings. You're not learning, or you're not reading the hadith, or trying to memorize the hadith to deduce rulings. Some things will be quite easy and simple for you to understand without any deduction. And some things need some more knowledge and some more skilled scholars to deduce rulings from these hadith. This is not what we do, but we read the hadith to understand the simple things. And there are so many simple things in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that we can understand and act upon. You know, the Prophet ﷺ forbids gossiping and backbiting. It doesn't need anyone to deduce rulings for you. It just prohibits the gossiping and backbiting, lying, etc., and so on and so forth. So we have, in order for us to follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ, we have to learn it. And in order for us to learn it, we have to learn the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The issue of the purification of the soul, because there are many groups and sects who claim to have special ways of purifying the soul. The issue of the purification of the soul, this is an issue that is mandatory upon each and every Muslim. You have to purify the soul. In other words, you have to give attention to your heart, to the purity of your heart, to the prohibitions of the heart and the commands that pertain to the heart. What are the prohibitions and commands that pertain to the heart? The commands that pertain to the heart are things like reliance upon Allah, trust in Allah, fear from Allah, hope in Allah, love of Allah. And these are commands, commands that pertain to the heart. These are not things that you will do by your hand or your tongue, but these are things that you'll do by your heart. And the prohibitions would be excessive jealousy, would be hatred, rancor, etc., prejudice, pride, arrogance, and these are all prohibitions that pertain to the heart. Each and every Muslim is required to purify their hearts. And there are no special ways to do this. It is still the way of the Prophet ﷺ. And the way of the Prophet ﷺ is explained in the Sunnah. Certainly the time is not enough now to go into the detail of how to purify the heart, but there are certain acts of worship, such as fasting, qiyam al-layl, the night prayers, that would help us to purify our hearts. It's also our being watchful, being observant over your heart. You have to watch yourself. You have to watch your actions. You have to watch your statements and make sure that they are consistent with that which Allah has ordained and commanded, with humbleness that Allah ordained and commanded, with the truthfulness that Allah ordained and commanded, with the sincerity that Allah ordained and commanded. So you have to watch over yourself all the time, and you have to seek help through the different acts of worship. Allah says, seek help in patience, and the best act of worship, the best manifestation of patience is siyam, fasting. Seek help in patience and the prayers. And the best prayers that are conducive to sincerity are the night prayers. The best are the sunnah prayers that are conducive to sincerity and to a better connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the night prayers. So there is no particular ways, and don't let anyone deceive you and tell you that my way is special and you have to follow my way, because the way of the Prophet ﷺ is the way that we all have to follow to purify our hearts. Now, the Hassan al-Basri said that ilmu al-man, ilmun fil qalbi wa ilmun ala lisan. There are two types of knowledge. Hassan al-Basri said there are two types of knowledge. There is the knowledge in the heart and the knowledge on the tongue. And the one that is for you is that which is in the heart. This does not mean that the knowledge of the heart comes from the heart. No. It means it comes from the revelation, because that's the source of all guidance. The revelation, al-wahi, al-Qur'an, al-Sunnah, al-wahi, are the source of all guidance. So that knowledge comes from the revelation, and then it stays in the heart, and it blossoms in the heart, and it gets implemented by the heart and the body. So that is what he meant by the knowledge in the heart. It is not from the heart, it's in the heart. But where is it coming from? It is coming from the revelation, from the Quran and the Sunnah. As the Prophet ﷺ indicates in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Busr, in which he said, مَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ فِي دِينِهِ فَهِيَ نِعْمَةٌ سِيحَتْ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ قَبِلَهَا بِشُكْرٍ وَإِلَّا كَانَتْ حُجَّةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ لِيَزْدَادَ بِهَا إِثْمًا وَيَزْدَادَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا سَخَطًا. He who receives an exhortation from Allah regarding his religion, it's a gift, it's a bounty, it's a favor from Allah given away to him. If he accepted it with gratefulness. Otherwise, it would be Allah's plea against him for him to get more misguided and for Allah to become more angry with him. So how do you accept the exhortation, the revelation, the commands and the prohibition, the do's and the don'ts, which include the do's and the don'ts of the heart and the body? How do you accept them with shukr, gratefulness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, تَعْمَلُوا أَلَى دَوُودَ شُكْرًا. Act, O you family of Dawood or family of David, out of gratefulness. Act out of gratefulness. Act meaning worship Allah. تَعْمَلُوا عَمَلُ. It's the amal as-salih, righteous deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us also in Surah An-Nisa, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. Had they done what they have been commanded to do, what they have been told or recommended to do, it would have been better for them and more conducive to stability in the deed. It would have been better for them and more conducive to stability in the deed. Because the glimpses, the light that comes to you from Allah, in the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, these are the two parts of the revelation. There is no other part for revelation. And there is no other source for guidance, except your understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. You can't tell me, I saw a dream, or, you know, it's my special understanding. You cannot have special understanding. The special understanding of the scholars is that which is consistent with the language, consistent with the basis of the deen and the foundations of the deen, and not in conflict with any other part of the revelation, and not in conflict with the consensus of the Sahaba or the Muslims in any generation. And if you have a special understanding, yes, you will accept it if it is consistent with the language, if it is consistent with the foundations of Islam and the basis of Islam, if it is in agreement with the revelation and not in conflict with any part of the revelation, and if it is not in conflict with the consensus of the Sahaba or their followers. So the source is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And there is no other source, and anyone who claims that there is any other source or there is any other special knowledge, then he has certainly gone into great error and misguidance, because that is what the Prophet had left for us. Kitab Allah wa Sunnati, I left behind with you or for you that which if you hold on to firmly, you will never be misguided. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah, my way, my traditions. And that is the heritage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, if you get a glimpse of light from the revelation, from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you do not receive it with gratefulness, the light will go out. And then you will be in darkness. And then you do not know when you will get the next glimpse of light in your heart. فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Know that Allah can seal someone's heart. Know that Allah comes in between a man and his heart. Another way, you will have no control over your heart. This glimpse of light that comes in your heart, if you don't hold on to it, act upon it, and change your life based on it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away and put this light out, and then you will be in misguidance and you may not be able to recoup from this misguidance and to gain your heart one more time, because Allah can seal someone's heart. واعلموا ان الله يقول بين المرء وقلبه، الله سدس والنساء استجيبوا لله وللرسول اذا دعاكم لما يحييكم، ويا ايها الذين امنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول اذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. ويو بليف respond to Allah and His Messenger when He invites you to that which gives you life. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And know that Allah comes in between the man and his heart. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And that it is He to whom you will be resurrected. It's to Allah you will be resurrected. The meaning of this is that if you do not respond positively to this invitation from the Prophet ﷺ, and the invitation from the Prophet is from Allah directly, because he does not speak out of desire. So Allah says, استجيبوا لله والرسول. Respond to Allah and His Messenger. He did not say, when they invite you to that which gives you life. He said, when he, the Prophet ﷺ, invites you to that which gives you life, which means that the invitation of the Prophet ﷺ comes from Allah. When the Prophet ﷺ gives us an invitation, when he teaches us, when he gives us exhortation, it is coming from Allah. But if you do not respond to it, be aware. That's what Allah is telling you here. If you do not respond to it, be aware. أَلَّمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. That Allah can come between a man and his heart. Obstruct the way between you and your heart so that you don't have control over your heart anymore. So if you say, I will repent, you may not be able to. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And this is the last threat. And that it is He to whom you will be resurrected. Your return eventually will be to Allah, and therefore you should make provisions for that day that in which you will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respond to Allah. Respond positively. Respond quickly. Don't let that glimpse of light that got into your heart from this revelation, the Book of Allah or the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, go out or die out. Hold on to it and act upon it, because if you act upon it, that is the knowledge of the heart. The revelation, when it falls onto the heart that is responsive, that will accept it and submit to it and act upon it. Acceptance is important. Submission is important. And these are two different things. You can accept but not submit. Someone can say, the prayers are very good, they are great, it is very important to pray, but they are not praying, they are not submitting. He accepted, but he did not submit. So you accept, you submit, and you act upon the revelation, and if you do this, then you have the knowledge of the heart that the Prophet ﷺ was talking about. In the knowledge of the heart, that Al-Hasan al-Basri said, Al-ilmu al-man, al-ilmu fil-qalbi wa ilmu al-lisan. There are two different types of knowledge, the knowledge in the heart and the knowledge on the tongue. So that which is for the son of Adam is the one in the heart. So the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, is the first part of this term, ahna sunnah wal jama'ah. And we said that it is the way of the Prophet that we have to follow to avoid misguidance and error. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام وصلاة على عباده الذي اصطفى. As we said, there are two parts or this definition of the Sunnah al Jama'ah. The first part is the Sunnah, and the second part is the Jama'ah, which means the public, mainstream unity in the ideological sense and the political sense. We have not finished the first part yet, which is a Sunnah, but the last invitation in this khutbah is to seek knowledge. To seek the knowledge of the Sunnah. Ali ibn Abi Talib was once standing with Kumayl ibn Ziyad, and he said to him, Ya Kumayl a'lam anna al-quluba aw'iyya. Know that these hearts are vessels. Wa aw'aha akthadhum al-khayr. The largest is the one that contains the most goodness. Goodness of the revelation, certainly. Wa an-nasu thalath. And there are three different types of people. Alimun, وَمُتَعَلِّمٌ عَلَى سَبِيلِ النَّجَاةِ وَهَمَةٌ رِعَاءَ أَصْطَاعُ كُلِّ نَاقٍ لَا يَكُونَ مَعْرُوفًا وَلَا يُنْكِرُونَ مُنْكَرًا إِلَّا مُعَشِّبَ مِنْ هُوَاهُمْ. There are three different types of people. There is a scholar, which is sage, because he's acting upon what he knows. And there is مُتَعَلِّم, a student of knowledge, someone who is a seeker of knowledge, not as a Virinaja, is on the way of salvation, on the path of salvation. Where, this is the third, or the third type of people, how much of they are? Those are the savage. But savage in the Islamic sense is not savage in the sense of other people. Savage in the Islamic sense are those who do not respond to the call of their Lord. Those who stay away from the guidance of their Lord and the light of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Book of Allah and Sunnah of His Prophet. Those are savage people. They follow every caller. Every caller. If you know how to speak good, they follow you. If you can adorn the words and beautify your speech and be emotional or sentimental, emotional or sort of motivational in your speech, they'll follow you. Whether you say right or wrong or truth or falsehood, they will just follow you. Why? Because of the lack of knowledge. So each and every one of us has to make a conclusion or has to make a determination that we should either belong to the first type or the second. Because there is nothing aside from the first and the second except the third. So if we're not scholars, we should be students of knowledge, or seekers of knowledge, seekers of the truth. Devote some of your time, dedicate some of your time to seek the truth. And the truth is in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So learn so that you can stay on the path of guidance, the path of our Sunnah of Jama'ah. And inshallah, in a different khutbah, we can talk about the second half of the definition, which is al-jama'ah, or mainstream, and what that means, and how to act upon.